The scripture reading is 1 John 4:16. We have come to know and have believed the love which God is for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, today is the 32nd anniversary of Manmin Central Church. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has established this church and has led it for the last 32 years. I give thanks to all the ministers, workers, and members. I give thanks to all the families, relatives, and honored guests from within and outside South Korea who came to celebrate this blessed day together. I give thanks to all the ministers, workers, and members who have been working together since the opening of the church. I also give thanks to all Manmin members who are attending the service on the internet and via satellite. Today, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will fully enjoy the joy and happiness that come down from above, and furthermore, you will receive spiritual and material blessings. Dear brothers and sisters, since Manmin Central Church was established, we have gone through so many things for the last 32 years. Right from the opening, we had such rapid church growth through signs and wonders, and we have been accomplishing world evangelism greatly. Many members received answers and blessings, and their faith has been growing up. But our ways were not just easy. We also went through times of trials where we couldn't see any way out, and we sometimes had to pray in mourning and with hot tears. But the final outcomes were always blessing, and there was always the evidence of God being with us, even while we were going through trials. Such evidence only kept on increasing. All those 32 years of our church history were in the providence of the Father God and in the grace of Father God, and it was a process of revealing the glory of God. It was God the Father who established this church and has been leading it to make it become what it is today. And it is also God the Father who will lead us and receive glory through us. In this sense, the title of today's message is The Father God. I will talk about the Father God who has been making this church what it is today in three aspects. Through this message, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will understand the heart of God the Father more deeply and be used as precious instruments to accomplish the providence of God. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, firstly, the Father God who has been leading this church is love itself. Today's reading passage, 1 John 4:16 says, "We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." God existed as light and voice that filled the entire universe. He is a glorious being who exists by himself, transcending all space and time. And this God, at a certain moment, made a plan. He wanted to gain some beings who would understand his heart, share love with him, and enjoy limitless glory with him forever. With this purpose, all things were created, and the work of human cultivation began. In the course of human cultivation, God first chose the sons of Israel to show his love to all souls. Through the history of Israel, God wanted all peoples of the world to come to him by realizing that the nation that reveres and loves God is blessed, that God is full of love, and that they should also revere and love God. We can sense the delicate love of God if we just consider the process of the Exodus. While they were passing through the wilderness, God covered them with the pillars of cloud during the day and protected with the pillars of fire at night. God gave them manna and quails when they were hungry, and God let water gush out from a rock when they were thirsty. This delicate love of the Father was given not just to sons of Israel, but also all children of God. He shows His love again and again, so that eventually they will understand the heart of the Father God in their heart, and they will be changed as children who love God from their heart. So was the case with God's establishing and guiding this church during the past days. It was such great love of God that I, who was before death, met God. It was God's love that He gave me the calling to be a pastor. Let me open this church and let this church have great revival and become a world-famous church. God asked me to become a pastor at a relatively old age. He also asked me to preach the holiness gospel and change the sin-stained souls in this evil generation. And to be honest, I was not confident I could do it with my strength. Especially, I could not fulfill with my own strength the command of God telling me to fill up New Jerusalem with completely sanctified souls. But God did all the work every moment. We started with 13 members, including 4 children in 1982. And now it has grown up as a denomination that has more than 10,000 branch churches and millions of members worldwide. We've had United Crusades in the United States, Peru, Honduras, India, Pakistan, Dubai, Russia, Germany, Japan, Philippines, Uganda, Kenya, DR Congo, and Estonia. Tens or hundreds of thousands or even millions of people gathered at a time and experienced signs and wonders. They threw away idols and accepted Jesus Christ. So everywhere I went, so many souls converted. God sent me to Israel to do a ministry of preaching Jesus Christ for 3 years, which resulted in giving life and strength to Christianity there. God also let us spread the gospel through broadcasting and publishing. GCN TV is broadcasting to 170 countries in 7 languages around the clock. When God let us start this TV ministry in 2000, we did not have technology, staff, or money to do it. But now we spread the holiness gospel and the works of God's power in full HD, leading Christian cultures. We are also actively publishing. Today we have 94 books published in Korean. 300 of these books have been translated and published in 56 languages. More than 1,000 books are being translated and getting ready to be published. There are 315 e-books in 47 languages. WCDN, which is a non-denominational medical doctors network, has 19 international branches. They prove the power of God medically. There are divine healing works, and these people, these doctors, are clarifying these divine healing works medically to prove that they are real, really true, real divine healings. Other than these, God let us establish many affiliated organizations such as United Theological Seminary, Mamin International Seminary, Prayer Center, and Kindergarten. Along with such external growth, God has been raising many members and workers who have faith in their heart. And this was not an easy process. We had great trials and crises that seemed impossible to overcome. But God was always with us even during the trials. After such times passed, we could see why He allowed for us such time through the fruit of blessings. As explained, the Father God has guided us with so much endurance to establish this church and our denomination, to let us accomplish world evangelism and to let the faith of church members grow up. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, secondly, the Father God who has guided Manmin for the last 32 years is great. God created man and the entire universe, and He controls all things in them. His power is limitless, and to Him, nothing is impossible. In the Bible, we can see many records of the powerful works that were manifested through men of God. Fire was brought down from heaven, and great rain came down after 3.5 years of drought. Sea was parted, the flow of river was stopped, and undrinkable bitter water was changed into sweet water. Such works of power were also manifested through Jesus and the disciples. Demons were driven out, the disabled were healed, and even the dead were brought back to life, let alone healing of diseases. This power of such great God was manifested in this church too. God changed the seawater into potable sweet water, and He even shows divine healing works through that water. Furthermore, it is so amazing that sea fish and river fish are living together in this water. When we build the Canaan sanctuary, we will have a big aquarium so that and have many fish, because we don't have enough space. You know, they are growing very well too, so in these aquariums, but because it is very small, the place we have is very small, so we send these fish to National Aquarium. So they love it. And I'm not sure if they can raise them there. So it is amazing that sea fish and river fish are living together in this water, and you can see them in the aquarium. In every important event, He shows us various rainbows and other things to prove that He is with us. Around the summer retreat every year, He sends to us swarms of dragonflies. By this, He shows to us the power of God, who governs all things and who brought down 10 plagues. So every year, in every summer retreat, we, not just the main church members, but also all branch churches all over the world, not just in Korea, but God sends dragonflies to our branch churches worldwide, so they see the dragonflies that sit on their body parts. Why does God send us dragonflies? Because dragonflies catch all the mosquitoes. And in every summer retreat, we go to a countryside. So there will be so many mosquitoes. But because the dragonflies catch all the mosquitoes, in every summer retreat place, we don't have any harmful insects, especially mosquitoes. And dragonflies not just eat dragonflies, but also moths and flies. They eat all these harmful insects. So we have, we can even have barbecues outside in the night, in the hot summer days, in every summer retreat place. Actually, it's such an unbelievable thing, incredible thing, but hard to believe. But it is what we are witnessing. All the time. And they don't just come down, but they love our church members. So they sit on their heads, noses, hands, on their clothes, and they attend the worship service together. And sometimes they even go into their cars and ride with them. And they even go into your rooms, houses. And they spend the night together, so they recognize the Manmin members. How amazing! But who will be able to believe it? But if you have experienced it, it is what you actually experience. They come down from the sky, tens of thousands, or even hundreds of thousands of them. They come down from the sky. So God let us see the power of God in front of our eyes, so we can believe that quails came down from the sky and manna came down from the sky. Through the aurora-like lights that the church members take, He let us feel how beautiful the original light of God is, thereby increasing our heavenly hope and faith. They are really beautiful, colorful. They have so many colors. You can take these aurora lights with your cell phones. And God is working in this throughout the year. The power of the great God is also shown through weather conditions. In the summer retreat in 2013, we experienced the scene as if like in a movie. It was the last year. Just like the Red Sea was parted, such thick layers of clouds were split open and the heavy rain stopped. It was raining nationwide, and only in our retreat place, the layers of clouds, they were opened, and we didn't have the rain, only in that place. When there needed rain, on the contrary, God showed His greatness through rain. In the India Crusade in 2002, they had such a severe drought, but from the moment I set foot in that land, it began to rain. When I went there, there was a strike against the central government. The state people, Tamil Nadu state, was asking their neighboring state to give them some water, but the central government wouldn't allow it. Of course, because there was no water, they couldn't wash their clothes, they couldn't wash their bodies, they couldn't take a bath, and they needed drinking water, so the whole state went on a strike. So all the shops were closed. And they had the drought for the past 10 months. And the moment I set foot in the airport, and it began to rain. So as you can see, when I went to India, they were following my car, you know, getting wet. So I was wondering why they were doing that. And they were waiting for rain for 10 months. And when it began to rain when I landed, and they were welcoming me even more joyously. And some of the Christian press, they said Rain Man came, because there were more rain. There was more rain during the crusade. So within several days, their drought was quenched. In Israel Crusade in September 2009, it rained. The next day I prayed on the pulpit to quench the long-lasting drought. They had very little rain for several years, so the sea level of Galilee was going down to a dangerous level. And because all the crops were irrigated by the water from the Galilee, it was going to be really hard. And it's a desert area. They draw the water from the Galilee. And the level of sea level, the water level of Galilee was going down to a dangerous level, and there was no other source of water. So they were having a difficult time. And some press people asked me to pray for rain when I went there. So I did pray for them. So it began to rain from the next day during the crusade. And after the crusade was over, I came back to Seoul, and they asked me to pray once again. They still needed some more water, so some more rain, so I prayed for them once again. And It began to rain right after I prayed. So the seawater level went up, and now the water level of Galilee was okay. We have pastors from Israel, and they are the witnesses. In the summer retreat this year, God controlled all the weather conditions to be the best at each moment. Before the retreat, I proclaimed that God would bring down the temperature of the retreat location to be between 22 to 24 degrees Celsius during the retreat. South Korea's temperature in the first week of August is the hottest time of the year, and usually it is 35, at least above 30. The hottest, it goes up to as high as 35, 36, 37 degrees Celsius. And in that hot weather, I said the temperature would come down to 22 to 24 degrees. And all mommy members, they believe me because they've experienced such things so many times. So, actually, the temperature was between 22 to 24, and even during the athletic events, we didn't have to sweat. And during the campfire, we didn't have to sweat, although we were jumping and singing. So God brought down about 10 degrees Celsius, so we could... This temperature was only for our retreat location. And in the Bible, we can find the same kind of occasion. God protected the land of Goshen only for the sons of Israel. God can't do anything. God controlled the weather conditions as I proclaimed. We had the athletic events in a very cool weather in the middle of the day. In the campfire, it was so cool that we did not sweat, although we were jumping and praising God. It was rather kind of cold for some people, so they brought long sleeves. But I believe you can experience the power of God through divine healing more directly than other means. Divine healings have been fervently taking place ever since the opening to this day. Many rare diseases, severe and incurable diseases, including AIDS, severe atopic dermatitis, and other skin diseases, were healed at a moment with God's touch. Many couples had a baby, although they were infertile for several years or even decades. Fetuses with Down's syndrome were born without it through prayers. So many fetuses, gender was changed through prayer. Because God can do everything and anything. And there were many infertile couples for decades, even for decades. There are so many of them all around the world. Those who conceived through my prayer. In our church, there was a couple who had been infertile for more than 20 years, and their son is in high school now, I think. And there are many who got a baby after 12 years, 13, 14 years, 7 years. So in another country, there was a couple who had a baby after so many years of marriage, and a branch church was established in Japan. This morning, many Japanese members came to see me in my office, and missionaries, and they were telling me, and they had an infertile couple, and they used all the means, you know, artificial fertilization and all other things, but they all failed, but they conceived. Through my prayer, and they had a beautiful daughter, and they brought this photo of the whole family. So, they tried to have a baby for so many years. And probably they would have wanted a son. So I said, why would they give birth to a daughter rather than a son? And if by prayer, you can even change the gender of the fetus. But at that time, they were not aware of that. But it was last year, but they didn't know that they could do that. And now, since they are aware, they could have asked. So if they want to change the gender of the fetus, the baby, through prayer, it is also changed. And also Down's syndrome. You know, medically it is absolutely impossible. How can you heal a fetus? Medically, you have to change 2 trillion cells in a moment. But by God's power, you can do that. You can heal even Down's syndrome. So many members were protected, even in big traffic accidents where the vehicles had to be scrapped. Other than these, even if I mention only important works of God that happened for the last 32 years, I won't be able to mention them all. So in big crusades in other countries, tens or hundreds, tens of thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them get healed. And also through TV broadcasting and through internet, they receive prayer. And including all those people, we have uncountable number of people who are healed. As explained, God is such great God who has been guiding this church for the last 32 years. Thirdly, the God, Father God is good. He is God of justice who judges each one's sins. But at the same time, He is our great Father who is full of mercy and compassion. Psalm 86 verse 5 says, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you." Also, Isaiah 55, chapter 55 verse 7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." This is the heart of the Father God. Even when the people of Israel committed sins, God gave them numerous chances of forgiveness, showing to them endless mercy and compassion. It is the same for this generation full of sins and evil. In this ever-increasingly darkening world, God has established this church to save even just one more soul. In this generation, people do not listen, even if we tell them good things. And God has been showing us the evidence through powerful works with which we can believe. And even believers, even if they go to church, they don't know the real truth. So, they still commit sins, even though they are attending church. They continue to commit sins. God does not accept sins. And also, there are two kinds of sins, sins leading to death and sins not leading to death. And if you commit sins leading to death, there is no forgiveness. That's what the Bible clearly says in many parts. God doesn't give them the spirit of repentance. And yet, they commit so many unforgivable sins, sins leading to death. And sins not leading to death, they are also sins. But if you repent, they can be forgiven. And they don't even know these things. And they commit sins leading to death because they don't know what those sins are. Even though they're committing sins leading to death, they go attend church and they seek God. How pitiful this is. But Bible clearly says, talks about sins leading to death. God says there's no forgiveness for these sins. And yet they, not knowing about these sins, they still commit these sins. And it's such a heartbreaking thing. And why wouldn't pastors talk about these things? Maybe they don't know about these things either. If they are blinded, and even if they read the Bible, they don't know it. Also, He gave us the holiness gospel so we could cast away evil from our heart and accomplish sincere heart and true faith. So those who say they believe in God, they have to know at least what sins leading to death are, so they won't commit such sins.
And how
many of you know what sins leading to death are for those who are here for the first time? You have to know them so clearly. And because you don't know, you commit those sins. But even though you were attending this church full of God's power, there were not many of you who actually obeyed God's words. Many of you were stained by sins, not even standing on the rock of faith. The Bible talks about the rock of faith and also spirit and Holy Spirit. So they don't even know what spirit is. They don't even know what Holy Spirit is, even though they are Christians. They don't know what works of the flesh are, things of the flesh are. They just don't know. Even elders, pastors, they don't know these things. Because they don't know the Bible, they can't live by the words of God. But the good Father God gave you chances of repentance again and again. He opened the way of salvation again for those who could not even be saved. Furthermore, He gave you chances time and again so you could even stand on the rock of faith and go into spirit. Diseases come because of sins. The Bible talks about it in many parts. They just think it is coincidence, or they just think it is germs or viruses. But if you do not commit sins, the Lord, the God the Almighty, the God the Healer, protects us, so we won't get any disease. If you get a disease, it means you committed sin. You have to realize that fact. But you can automatically think, just because you are healthy, you are sinless. But if you are believers and if you get a disease, and if you get a disease, terminal disease especially, it means you committed sins leading to death, grave sins. And you have to solve those problems of sins and repent of them so that you can be healed. But if you cannot solve this problem of sin, you will eventually go the way of death. And God gives such chances of repentance, not just to the members of our church. Soon, He will send you who have been changed to all of the world. He will let you spread a holiness gospel, not just to those who are waiting for salvation with poor heart, but also to those who cannot easily receive salvation. In this church, most members are now living in the Word of God, so they don't get any disease. They don't go to hospital ever. It's been more than 40 years since I accepted the Lord, and I've never gone to any hospital. I've never taken any medicines or got injections. So is the case with my whole family, my wife, all my three children. They've never been to any hospital. Since we accepted the Lord, because we live by the words of God, no diseases inflict us. The recent several years after I finished the Israel mission were the time to create this kind of flow, namely to preach the gospel, holiness gospel, to those who are waiting for salvation with poor heart and who cannot easily receive salvation. I had to go through such severe processes of filling up the measure of justice in order to give opportunities of salvation not just to our own members but also corrupt and sin-stained souls in this world. I also underwent the process to fill up the measures of your faith so you could participate in this ministry and be used as precious instruments. Our church is what it is today because the good God has been patient with us, has forgiven us, and has given us only good things. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I've loved you. with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. As said, God has been guiding us with endless love for the last 32 years, and He will also be with us and receive glory more greatly from now on. He will lead all peoples of the world to the way of salvation through us, and He will continue to lead us to New Jerusalem in heavenly kingdom. And to do that, God has been preparing us. Namely, He let the many men of Holy Spirit and men of Spirit come forth, and men of Spirit will receive the power, and men of Holy Spirit will receive the authoritative power. And they will go out to the world and preach and manifest with signs and wonders the power of God. And you will see around probably from the next year, many amazing works of recreation will spread. The news will spread because the next year will be a very important year for the work of recreation. So those who are armed with the power of God, the pastors, will go out to the whole world carrying this holiness gospel. And they won't be persecuted. They will be loved because the news will spread all over the world. Now we have this Ebola outbreak. It's very difficult to cure the death. About 60% to 80% of the people who get it die. So it was a state governor of DR Congo. There is an Ebola outbreak in his state. And many of them got infected, more than 30 people. And he asked me to pray. And there was a special order from the president to get rid of Ebola in that state. And how could he do it? I mean, medically, it's impossible, almost impossible. So he asked me to pray, and upon my prayer, those people were healed. And the president of DR Congo, they made a report in a UN council. 29 of them were cured of the Ebola virus. And the state governor there, because he was aware of the power of God manifested through me, and he believed me, so he asked me to pray. And so he received a prayer with faith, so they were healed. And they made a report in the UN Council. I thank you all once again for participating in this ministry of Manmin and for supporting it with your prayers and encouragement. The pastors from Israel, when I went to Israel, it was a swine flu. And every day people were dying in Israel, and it was spreading. So they asked me to pray, and I prayed for them. And from the day I prayed, the number began to decrease, and soon it went away. The pastor from Israel, where are you? Is it true? So I prayed for that matter. And I think I did it on the pulpit during the crusade. And from that day, it began to go away. So during the crusade, 40, there was no death. And since then, it was completely gotten rid of. I pray in the name of the Lord that the grace of God will be with you until all the days of human cultivation will be over, and you will stand before the throne of glory. Once again, let us give all thanks and glory to God, who is love itself, who is great and who is good, and who has established this church and is leading it. Thank you. God is great, God is good, and God is love itself. The unbelievers, they don't know this, and they don't accept God. How pitiful. And those who do not accept the Lord, they will have to fall into hell, and they don't believe the Lord. And they think this world is everything. But this world is momentary. It goes away very soon. And we will have eternity of time. And heaven and kingdom is eternal. And those who do not go to heaven, they will have to suffer in the fire of hell forever. Please believe in me. I cannot tell a lie. I can never tell a lie. All my members, they are so aware that I can never tell a lie. And if you know that I don't tell a lie, my members, please raise your hand if you want to be my witnesses. Wouldn't everybody raise their hands if they're my members? God showed to me, actually, heaven and hell, frequently. So that's how I've written books on heaven and hell, two books on heaven. Please read them at least once. If you're unbelievers, how terrifying hell is. It is so terrifying and terrorizing, so fearful. But heaven is such a beautiful place. You watched the 3D video in the Friday Olay service. Heaven is such a beautiful place. You watched it for about 13 minutes. And heaven is so beautiful. That is why God is telling us to come to heavenly kingdom. This world is nothing. And because I know so very well, so clearly about heaven and hell, I've written these books and they are distributed all over the world, and I receive many thanksgiving letters. You know, they, after reading these books on heaven and hell, they have become a much better Christian. But I've never seen anybody who criticizes me for that. You know, this is wrong, saying that is wrong. So I'm very thankful because they believe. But everything there is true. We have to believe in the Lord and go to heaven. Otherwise, we will have to suffer in the fire of hell forever. And all this is true. Those who don't believe, I feel so heartbroken about those who don't believe. I'm only telling you the truth. And I've experienced all those things. I've seen it with my own eyes. And I've actually touched it with my own hands. And that's how God is performing so much power through me. And this year, I drove away some of the typhoons that had to be driven away. Many members from Japan are here. The missionaries in Japan, when Pastor Heason Lee was going there, because there are so many typhoons in Japan, if there was a typhoon on the way, I prayed for that matter. And the typhoon would change its course and go away to some other place. So they've never suffered from the typhoons during our missionary trips or on our events. So typhoons can go away too through prayers. And many typhoons went away in South Korea too, but ordinary people, they wouldn't know. Many times they went away or they died out. Their power was weakened, but soon they will be aware of these facts too. Let us pray. Just lay your hands on sick parts, and for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Father God, lay your hands on all the believers. Fill them with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. From head to toe, all entrails, cells, nerves, and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy spiritually and physically. Light, come. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy. Father God, thank you. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Stomach, liver, kidney, all internal organs be healthy. Skin diseases go away. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. All bones, joints, cells and nerves, tissues, pains go away. Mi-kyung Kim of Canada, let her get working visa and labor certification, and let her get the green card. Sun-hee Han of Japan, let her left thumb knuckle pain go away. In-hui, heart disease, gastritis, depression, insomnia, nausea go away. Wu-chang-chun, diabetes, high blood pressure, blood clot in the brain, cerebral infarction, be healed, go away. Kim Dong-suk, chest pain, difficulty in breathing, heart disease, gastritis, low blood pressure, lethargy, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, let it be clean. Lee-gum-sun, pain in the hip bone, shoulder, left leg, be healed. Wang Chun-li, allergic rhinitis, rhinitis, be healed. Gao Su Jun, diabetes, cerebral apoplexy, go away. Wang Jiao Jiao, let their bleeding go away. Dong Feng Jin, rheumatoid, be healed. Yan Su Jie, skin disease, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bo Ren Zi, cataract, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zi Gui Jin, high blood pressure and heart disease, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Huang Jin Hua, whole body paralysis, be loosened. Li Lan Ying, rhinitis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ko Xua, viral infection, be healed. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chang Chang Jin, high blood pressure, skin diseases, be healed. Lu Gui Wei, heart disease, anemia, be healed. Liu Ai Jin, let her daughter Chen Jia Un recover her bad eyesight and let her be set free from game addictions. Li Weifeng, rhinitis, let her go away, and let her daughter Ma Su Chen's blocked nose be cleared. Su Hai Dan, thyroid problem go away. Zhou Li Ming, anemia, skin disease, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Song Chuling, consumption and diabetes go away. Zhu Weidan, leg pain and fracture, go be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhou Miao Li, Huang Jianda, Huang Jianlui, let them be set free from game addictions. Zhang Lanxia, let the fetus be changed into a girl. Let their daughter, fetus, baby, be changed into a let it be a girl. Li Yan Long, she has six daughters, and she's in seventh month pregnancy, and let her have a son. Let the daughter be changed into a boy. Let light come. Zhang Jiuqin, back pain, go away. Jin Daoming, high sugar level, be healed, and let his land be sold at a good price. Zhang Xin, let him pass the teacher's exam. Sun Wei Ying wants to learn Korean well. helper, Ju Sun-xiong, let her house be sold at a good price. Len Jin, Len Ai, let their shops be sold at a good price. Zhao Jing Sung and Sun Jing, let their house and car be sold at a good price and let them get paid back. Let them get the debt back. And there are viewers and readers of In Victory website and TV and Russia broadcasting. Answer to their prayers. Let their prayers be answered one by one. Light come. Father, protect all the mommy members throughout this week and protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. Let them make no mistakes. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen. Father, and this is our anniversary, and let the blessing of the anniversary fall upon all the members, and be with them in the lunchtime and outside events, and bless them. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen.